The law of supply and demand has caught up with the dairy industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Too much supply and not enough demand has depressed prices for dairy farmers. Will Laux is Senior VP for Global Economic Affairs at the National Milk Producers Federation.
When I kind of look at 2026 and I say, what's going to change these market dynamics? I think there are three big things. Our milk production slows down, which a lot of folks don't think is particularly likely in the near term. I think European milk production slows down. The other one is that we see an increase in domestic demand.
Laux believes the situation could change later this year.
Stabilization or even a small bump up in domestic demand, particularly for food service, particularly for cheese. I think this market is going to come back around in time. It's not going to be overnight. There's no silver bullet here. But I kind of look at European milk production slowing down in the second half of the year, U.S. domestic consumption picking up in the second half of the year. And I have a little bit more optimism this market will find some balance as we go. I just think the U.S. will have a lot of milk between now and then.
Laux says high beef prices have allowed some farms to shore up revenue a bit with dairy beef sales. And he adds the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, signed last month, will boost dairy consumption in school lunch programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.